Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo on a heating up on a Friday. James, Julie, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, but wasn't yesterday strange? Like all of a sudden you go outside and it's like an Oregon coastal weather.
82 was the high temp yesterday.
But it was like drizzly. I know. And I was like, where did this come from? I thought it was smoke. And then it just came in as rain.
82 was the high temp yesterday. 100 today, tomorrow, Sunday, 96 Monday. So there we go. Hydrate up.
Great.
You guys look at each other like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey.
I don't mind it. Like I said, then the weather changes. You go, ooh, it's fall. Yay.
Yeah. Hey, birthdays today. Robert Hayes, 79. Airplane.
Oh, yeah. One of my all-time favorites.
Yeah. Linda Carter.
Wait, who is he in Airplane?
He was the captain.
Captain, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
At the airport tower.
Right.
Not the one that said I... picked a bad week to quit sniffing glue with the other one. I still use that line today.
Linda Carter is 75 today. Wonder Woman actress. Uh-huh. Barry Bonds.
Hey.
He's, what, 55 now?
62.
Wow.
That's home run record holder.
He still holds get older every day.
Does he still hold that?
Oh, yeah. And it probably will never be broken, I would imagine.
That's a lot of home runs, man.
When he was hitting 60 in a season at 38 years old. I mean, we'll never see it again.
Wait, I thought one of the Bash brothers had it. What was his name? Not
Mark McGwire?
Yeah, Mark McGwire.
Yeah, but then he blew it out of the water. He hit 72 in a season.
Huh.
Never be broken.
Yeah.
Never say never.
Never.
Unless I start letting people do steroids again, then it might be broken.
Yeah,
but
was he a steroid guy?
Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Yeah. No.
He's like the face of
steroids. He's kind of the poster boy. Yeah.
Well, I thought Mark McGwire
was. There's a reason he was hitting 62 home runs at 38 years old.
Guy was a beast.
A great player. I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But
hey, that whole era, I mean, if you look at baseball players in the 90s versus now.
Right.
And they still look so different.
Yeah. Totally. They would come on the offseason and, oh, wow, Barry Bonds has put on 15 pounds of pure muscle.
Yeah.
And he's like angry all the time.
He's
mad all the time. He's got pimples all over his back. I wonder what happened.
Gee.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened. Hey, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, J-Lo. J-Lo. From the block.
She's 57 today. And Bindi Irwin.
Oh, I love that whole family.
She's like one day, her mom's birthday was a day ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, a couple days ago.
How about that?
She is 28.
Yeah.
Bindi is. She's a little spark plug, isn't she?
Yeah, that whole family is, I love them.
I think like half that family was on Dancing with the Stars at some point.
No,
they
both won championships, Bindi and her brother.
Half
Robert.
The family is won Dancing with the Stars.
True. Terry's got to do it now.
Why not?
Terry's probably like, I don't want to. I got a zoo to run.
1847 on the date book. Mormon leader Brigham Young and his followers arrive in Salt Lake City on this date. Hey, today's National Cousins Day.
Hey, yeah.
I grew up with my cousins. They were like my brothers and sisters, actually, because we worked together on the farm. So it's Cousins Day. You want some famous cousins? Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart were cousins.
Okay.
Celine Dion and Madonna.
Knew that one.
Are cousins. Mickey Gilley and Jerry Lee Lewis are cousins.
Jerry Lee Lewis has a lot of cousins.
Wait, wasn't Jerry Lee Lewis a cousin to
Jimmy Swaggart.
Jimmy Swaggart? That means Jimmy Swaggart is a cousin to Mickey Gilley.
I guess so.
Quincy Jones was cousins with George Washington and Tennessee Williams. Quincy Jones. Former President George W. Bush, very distant, but a cousin to Colin Powell.
Who was?
Weird. Okay.
Colin Powell. He was the Secretary of Defense.
No, I read his book. It's really good.
Wasn't he the Secretary of Defense? Was he Secretary of Defense, Colin Powell?
Is it defense or state?
Yeah, I was going to say Secretary of State, but I could be wrong.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember.
Right. Brian Wilson and Mike Love are cousins. Beach Boys.
Sure.
They're both Beach Boys? Brian Wilson. I know that they... Never mind.
Ooh,
useless trivia.
Hey, that's what we're here for.
Was it
Manson? Trivia. They hung out with Manson.
Charles Manson?
Charles Manson. Oh. Yeah.
Cool. Oh. All right.
Or not.
Yeah.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt was cousins with President Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, I remember it wasn't like one of the first presidents. I think like Adams was cousins with Jefferson or something like that, too, I think was a famous one.
So,
or Washington.
Cousins. So, say hi to your cousins today.
Sure.
Email them. Text
They're everywhere.
Them, something. They're everywhere.
Yes. Hey, maybe your cousins to Charles Manson, too.
Gee, how fun.
I'd keep that on the down low.
Yeah, I'd keep that low. Tomorrow is International Red Shoe Day.
Oh. Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't have any red shoes. You have red shoes?
Nope.
No, I got white with red, but I don't wear them very much.
Carousel Day tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah. They're fun.
Yeah. Day of the American Cowboy tomorrow.
Mm, okay.
There you go. I like it. Wine and Cheese Day.
Love wine and cheese.
Yeah,
I just totally lied right there. I don't know why.
I was gonna say,
I like cheese. I'm not a wine guy.
Today.
Yeah.
Did you
not
know
a wine
that,
guy. I like cheese. Not a wine guy, though.
Did you know that, Jimmy?
No, I was like, I didn't know that.
I'm still waiting for the day where if I pair it with something, I'll enjoy wine, but that still hasn't happened yet. Mm. Still waiting for that to happen.
You're doing fine, James. 5 months to Christmas tomorrow, in case you want to know that.
Wow.
Past the halfway point.
Oh, yeah. Christmas in July is a big thing.
Right. Sunday, Mick Jagger. Birthday, 83.
I mean, those guys are amazing.
Still doing it, man.
Yeah.
Did the Stones are kind of... He's
no,
not,
they're
is he
touring.
Still, is he still touring?
They always do that. It's our farewell tour, and then they're back in a year and a half later.
I know.
But they live
it
really
a they love doing that.
Although he credits it with... his workouts that he's able to sustain touring, and I don't know about the other guys, but
they just prop him up. I think
we just got to get
they all still, I guess, put on a great show.
Yeah, we got to do mix on the steroids, and then that's how he's doing.
Yeah, there you go.
Sandra Bullock, one of my favorite actresses. She is 62 today. Aunt and Uncle's Day on Sunday, so there you go.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's the last movie Sandra Bullock was in?
There was
a recent one with Channing Tatum.
Sure.
Mm-mm.
I mean, she's probably done plenty of
the
other
wrong
stuff.
Guy.
It was kind of funny. I saw it. I can't think of the name of it.
Sunday is All or Nothing Day. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Go big or go home. Bagel Fest Day on Sunday.
Oh, okay. You're buying that little bagel.
Yeah,
bagels are great.
They are. Coffee Milkshake Day.
Ooh,
I'm sure that tastes delicious.
Why did I have a feeling that you would like that?
That might be good.
I mean, that's basically a...
I'll try it.
That's basically a frappuccino.
Yeah,
no?
Isn't that what it is?
Basically.
That's what I thought.
Frappe, yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm.
I mean, you make frappe with milk? Milk mix? I mean, it's
a
lot sweeter.
What about a coffee malt?
I don't know what that is. What's a malt?
Coffee malt.
It's different than... It has a different flavor than milkshake. There's something else added to it.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Richer.
Malt.
Probably ice cream.
It's really thicker.
Well, milkshakes have
malt.
Ice cream.
I know.
It's called malt, isn't it? Isn't that what
it's
the
called the chocolate malt.
There's
yeah,
a chocolate malt.
Malt
ice cream, too.
Isn't that a mixture? The malt?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's a mixture. Kind of makes a little...
They're all bleeding together now.
Thick and green.
Milkshake, ice cream.
All right.
Put them together. You got a root beer float.
Okay. So if anyone makes a coffee malt, let me know.
Coffee malt. All right. So how much do you love garlic?
Not at all.
Love garlic.
I like garlic, but it doesn't like me. So Gilroy, California this weekend, the Gilroy Garlic Festival.
Place is going to smell the high
Jeez.
Heavens.
Garlicky.
You won't get lost trying to find it.
Yeah. It's filled with garlicky eats. Oh, my.
Everybody will know if you win.
Live music, family-friendly entertainment, pyro chefs at Gourmet Alley firing up the garlic-laced scampi and calamari.
Sounds good.
That does sound good. And then, of course, savory pepper steak sandwiches to the legendary garlic ice cream.
I wouldn't do that.
Ugh.
That's too much. I don't love garlic that much.
That sounds horrible.
Well, if you want to go to Gilroy, California this weekend, check it
Definitely
out.
Definitely a no.
Where are the nose plugs?
Yes, right. Well, the thing with it is, James, you go there, everybody's going to smell the same, so you won't smell
anybody.
Maybe
it all bleeds together.
So it won't be like, geez, did James have garlic for lunch or what?
No. Garlic and then, like, you know, the smell of pepper steak, too? That's not bad. I'll take that.
I used to love garlic, but then it doesn't agree with me at all. I almost have an allergy to it now, but I almost feel like people overpower all the other flavors with
it.
Right. It just takes over so many things.
Some people eat it straight up, and that's crazy to me.
Yeah, and then you're like next to them, and you're like, you just ate a raw
They're doing
garlic,
the bob where they're pulling garlic out of a prepackaged bag like he does with eggs.
Yeah.
And they're just eating it. I'm like, what are you doing?
A bigger offense, though, because you notice it right away.
So I'm in the kitchen yesterday, and I'm...
Here at work.
I'm grabbing one of my hard-boiled eggs out of a bag, and James walks back, and he looks at me, and he goes, oh!
I just shake my head. I just shake my head and walk away.
He went, oh.
Yeah. Gross. It's gross to me. I don't know what to tell you.
I think you threw up in your mouth a little bit there.
Imagine if I was back there just eating prepackaged garlic. You would be grossed out, too.
I would be. I'd be there, like, you especially go. My office is close. Yeah. Like, James, get that out of here.
At least we're not making it. You know, it could be worse.
I thought I was going to make you sick there, James.
I like hard-boiled eggs.
Right. You just don't like them in a bag.
It's pre-packaged is the part that gets me. I'm like, I don't know where this egg has been. I don't know how they
You're like,
hard
that's
boiled
a porous
it. How long ago do they hard-boil this
single cell organ.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Okay, this or that. Pick one. Time travel to the past or to the future?
Neither.
Yeah, I don't think it's good to have all that.
I'd say the future. I don't know.
Past.
We know enough about the past. I don't need to go back.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things in the past we probably don't want to revisit. Yeah.
Right. Well, then don't go there. You can pick wherever you want
to go.
I'd rather
go to the future.
Yeah, we'll try
to see what happens.
The future. Future's
interesting.
I don't
know, though. But then you come back and you're like, I know what's going to happen. But then you could change the future.
Okay.
Sure.
Future.
Regular season baseball or preseason NFL football?
Wow.
Regular season baseball.
Come on, baseball, man. That low in the dumps, huh?
Yeah, wow.
Regular season baseball.
Preseason
like easily.
Football. Preseason football.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I'd rather watch.
I mean, preseason
I'd rather watch just
matter.
About anything else other than preseason football.
Okay, one more here. Being able to be invisible or to be able to teleport yourself somewhere?
Teleport.
Yeah.
What about you?
Teleport. Because I don't like James is like me. You like road trips.
Yeah.
Love road trips.
Oh, I do not like road trips.
If I could just
James
teleport where
like
I need
road...
to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Save my life forever.
We're in a hurry to get wherever we want to go, right, James?
We're destination
Julie's
people.
Like, oh, this is so great. I love the ride.
It's the journey.
No, see, I'm destination person. Get me to where I need to go.
Hey, stay cool this weekend and have an awesome weekend. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Go, go, go.